Here you are on 761-3330 for another week of Film Listed Fun.
Hi, is this Sonny?
Yeah.
How you doing? It's Sly.
How you doing?
I heard you got a restaurant going today. They called me up and they told me to watch on the television that you got a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's Italian.
Yeah.
And all the recipes are yours, I hear.
Yeah.
Where's the place located exactly?
Melrose in Los Angeles.
Melrose? And what is this, just an idea you had, huh?
Yeah. I was driving home from Paramount and I just opened it. I saw this place and it was a restaurant. It was a hamburger stand.
The hamburger stand, and it took a true Italian to turn it into an Italian restaurant, right?
Yeah. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I think I hurt my neck a little, but nothing serious. But I mean, I'm totally impressed about this because I was thinking of maybe doing the same thing, but was a little preoccupied with other things. And I'm just, this is amazing.
Why don't you come by tonight?
Well, what time is the place open till?
Tonight we're just having a big party.
Okay, well, possibly I could do that, but I don't... what time is the party over till?
It's just a big cocktail. We're opening a cocktail party, and about 400 or 500 people are coming for the...
What about... Is news cameras going to be there?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so...
You want to duck that?
Yeah.
Okay, come anytime this week.
Okay, so what's the hours of the place?
We're going to go from 11 to 2 a.m.
11 to 2? So it's obviously got a good bar.
Beautiful. Right? Where do you see it?
Okay, what's the place? It's called Bono's, right?
Bono, yeah.
So why not Sonny's? That'd be a little too personal, huh?
Yeah. Guys, I didn't want him to think of Sonny's Pizza off of the skits, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, I give you the best of luck, and I really appreciate this.
Thank you so much for calling. That's really sweet.
Yes, this is incredible, and I will see you this week, okay?
Okay, I'll see you this week.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
I recall the night the stars were out of sight. We were riding around in the rain. I asked her for a kiss. She said she didn't kiss. We kept riding around in the rain. Then I held her hand, but she didn't understand. And it all seemed so in vain. Then she answered yes, and I found happiness riding around in the rain. So don't wait for June nights, and don't look for moonlights. Don't linger down in lover's lane. Wait and take a night, a dark and stormy night. Take her riding around in the rain. A penthouse, a park bench were all the same to me. My sweetie was very discontented. No chance for romance as far as I could see. But now my sweetie has repented.
And now your host, Paul Mack.
Do-do-do-do, bum-ba-bum-ba-boo, hey-ho, ra-da-dee-dee-deen, ree-dee-dee-dee-dee, bum-ba-bum-ba-boo. Hello and welcome to the Movie Line for the week of August 28th through September 1st, 1983. Excuse me, do you know what year it is, you need? Anyway, hey, I just want to thank you for calling, and I want to thank you for participating last Friday and Saturday with all our great comments and movie reviews this week, you know? Sounds like a lot of fun. And hey, we got a great interview from the guy who won the two-man theater tickets, you know, last Friday. So that's fun, you know? But anyway, that's that. Anyway, this is Bing Crosby, and he's riding around in the rain while I'm trying to make this tape. Anyway, he did this back in 1934. Boy, isn't that an oldie. And I know it's before my time. How about yours, gang? Yes, anyway, Al Bernay, perhaps you? No? I don't know. You've been around for a while. Anyway, we're going to be getting an Orange County line. If you stick around for that, that might be fun. So now, without further ado, let's get into this week's tape.
so don't wait for June nights. Don't look for moonlight. Don't linger down in lover's lane. Wait and pick a night, some dark and stormy night. Take her a-riding around in the rain. Whoa, how they reeking in the rain.
Two beans times two beans is four beans.
Nescafe uses lots more beans.
10 beans times 4 beans, and add 3 more beans. Make 43 rich coffee beans.
Yes, you get 43 beans in every cup of Nescafe real coffee beans. That's all there is in Nescafe, 43 beans in every cup. Make Nescafe the all-coffee instant coffee. With the let's have another cup taste.
Extra beans means extra flavor. Today's Nescafe goes all the way for flavor with 43 choice beans in every cup.
That's right. Go all the way with Nescafe.
All right. This is Phil Rosita calling and telling you about the most horrible movie ever made, and that's Cujo. Went and saw it, and, you know, with open mind, figuring Stephen King's and last credits were, you know, quite good movies, turned into quite good movies. But this one is not only about a dog, but is a dog. And I don't think I've ever been more restless in a movie theater, having to sit through that, and than almost any other movie I've probably seen. It was a terrible movie. I would advise anybody who is thinking about seeing it, don't see it. It would be a waste of money and time. And this is Phil Rosita telling you, do not see Cujo.
Just a comment on National Lampoon Film Vacation. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say it's probably about a 3. I would say you should definitely miss it under any possible circumstance.
I missed your name.
That's about it.
That was it, wasn't it? Well, I just want to drop in a few words here. Kerplunk. Anyway, I don't know if that was the most interesting comment in the world. I mean, of course, there were a lot of facts in that comment. We don't have to go into that, because I'm sure we've all seen Vacation. But when you leave a comment, why don't you leave your name and where you're calling from? Because it makes it more interesting. That way we know who you are, and we don't like you leaving more than one comment a week. And try to keep it, you know, around 2 minutes or under. That's a standard comment leaving time. And don't forget to, you know, make your movie review distinctive. Not just, well, I liked Flashdance and I hated it. You know, that doesn't give people, you know, too much of a incentive to go see a film or not to see a film. We're trying to get response here from a general audience point of view, so that when the callers call in, they can get a good idea from you callers what's going on and what isn't. But try to leave a good review and an interesting descriptive review for the callers. That way they'll have a little more to go on than, well, I liked it. Like, who are you and what do you like? Okay, I know what I like, but well, that's different. Yeah.
Hi, Paul, this is McGee's pal from Knowwood. My review for this week is on Cujo, Stephen King's spine-tingling novel become movie. It is very, very frightening. Probably one of the most suspenseful movies I've ever seen. It's got to be the scariest movie of the summer. It is the scariest movie of the summer. If you're somebody who can handle movies like Halloween and Friday the 13th Part 3 and stuff like that, but can't really handle super scary movies, I wouldn't go see it, because this is much scarier than any of the movies that have ever come out like those. The acting is very good. I especially like the plot development. Some people might think it's a slow starting, but it really isn't. It's a very good starting. It's a little slow because there's plot development, and it gets you to care about the characters, and that's one very important thing that a director must get across to the audience in order for the film to be plausible and to work. And so the plot development, the character development, the suspense, and just the thought of being caged and having the animal on the outside of the cage is just scary enough for a good horror picture. If you don't know what it's about a rabbit St. Bernard who wreaks havoc on a mother and her small child while they're trapped in a broken down Pinto. And it is very scary and very good film, and one of the best from Stephen King. So I recommend you go see it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think I'd give it an 8.5. It's a very good movie, and very scary. Goodbye.
Oh, Mr. Dork, I'm so glad to see you. I hope you had a pleasant trip.
It was a pretty rough one, actually.
I'm sorry to hear that. I see you've met Wolfie. Poor chap. He's been hitting the wolfbane pretty hard the last few years. He acts a little strange at times.
I see your point. He's urinating on my leg.
Hello, Mr. Polnack. This is Ken on Target. And haven't heard from you. Been hoping to hear something, maybe. And if you don't have the number, it's 343-1389. And it's really working out well over here. But anyway, as far as movies, well, haven't seen too many movies. So that's that. It really bothers me, though. A lot of people seem to think that Vacation wasn't a real good movie. But personally, I thought it was one of the better movies I've seen in a long time. Anything with Chevy Chase is just about as funny as you can get. But anyway, hope to hear from you. And that's about it. And I'll talk to you. Bye.
Okay, thanks for calling, Ken. And that's right, I'm going to put in a plug for Ken's line again, in case you didn't know what number he was giving. That wasn't his home number. It was his comment line, or music line, so to speak. You know, music line. That's for all you heavy metalers out there, you know. Yeah, you hear a lot of that stuff. And just give it a call at 343-1389.
Brian, nobody home here. I saw the premiere of Strange Brew, Bob and Doug McKenzie. And I give it about a 2 toque on the scale of 1 to 10 toques. The humor was good, but it wasn't as zany as the SCTV for those people who did watch the Great White North program on that show. And it seemed like I was expecting no plot. It seemed like I got too much plot. And it seemed that they were trying to make more of a regular movie into it with humor than making a zany comedy with, you know, just a little bit of the whole together, which is what they should have done.
Beauty.
And it came out kind of crappy. So if you're into the dumb humor, go see it. If not, don't. Thank you.
Beauty. Well, I liked it, eh?
Oh, I did too.
Here's my brother.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, how you doing, Hoser?
Oh, I'm good, eh?
Well, don't bother me.
Hey, I'm not bothering you. It's my show too.
Hey.
Oh, take off, eh?
No, you take off.
Well, I liked it.
Oh, it was real good film.
Hey,
Bob.
Well, you know, like, if you get beer, eh?
Oh,
excuse me. If you get beer.
Oh, beer.
You go like to the movies.
Bag bag.
Check it out.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's Hoser. I mean,
Hoser,
sit in the back, eh?
Oh,
check out the chicks.
Take off, eh?
When?
Hey.
Oh, I like
my show, eh?
Hey,
don't tell me what to do.
I can bring chicks on here if I want.
What kind of a brother are you, eh?
On the kind of
you don't even know how to spell.
Hey, you don't even call this line, eh?
What do you mean I call this line, eh?
Oh, yeah, what's the number, eh?
Oh, it's 39,
Take off.
Wait.
Take off,
hey,
eh?
You!
Oh,
you don't call. You don't call this line,
I call this line all the time,
you,
eh?
You don't call this
line. Why don't you take off, eh?
You don't call this line,
eh? Hoser,
don't tell me what to do.
Bacon,
eh?
Go.
To dream. What is the fine line between dreams and nightmares? Between nightmares and reality.
Greetings, Earthling.
It's only a dream.
I am the Bishop of Battle.
Awesome!
Nightmare. Doesn't he see it coming?
I have 13 progressively harder level.
Don't scan it! 13th level doesn't even exist!
Nightmares.
Try me if you dare.
Get rid of it, whatever it is!
Nightmares.
They don't always come at night.
Let's begin.
Don't wake up.
Too late.
He can't kill it.
Nightmares. Some of them wake up with you. Nightmares. The motion picture. From Universal. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Coming soon from Universal Pictures.
Hi, Pa. How you doing? It's Scott Tarzana here. I'd like to tell you how I feel about staying live, you know. Everyone's saying, oh, I don't want to go see a disco movie. But really, it's a good movie. Well done. Well, just everything about it is class. Especially the acting, the directing, the writing, everything. Just everything. Stallone did a great job on the other side of the camera. And Travolta really worked hard to get himself in shape for this thing. And the dancing was really well done. It's just whoever choreographed that thing must really, really, whoever choreographed that did a great job. Well, that's about it. I just think you should go see it if you haven't. And if you have, see it again, because it's great.
Yeah, this is Stinger Demented from L.A., and I just saw Metal Storm. The 3D was good, the plot was very good, and had great action and feeling. It seems that the more people concentrate on the plot, producing, and making films, the worse is the 3D, or vice versa. I recommend this to anyone who wants to see 3D movies, since the 3D is better, if not the same, as Crawl. Another thing when people think of 3D, they want or expect it to be things coming towards the middle of the screen very fast. And it's more than that. When people watch a film, just objects being more solid-looking should be more exciting on the climax of the film, or just on the regular parts of the film. People next time don't only expect it to be fast-moving objects. Why don't you watch everything? Then maybe 3D can't be so bad to you as it seems to most of the people on this line. Anyway, no offense, and this is the Demented signing off, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Goodbye.
Universal Pictures presents Metal Storm, the destruction of Jared Sin in 3D. Metal Storm.
It is high noon at the end of the universe.
Metal Storm.
It will transport you to an alien wilderness.
Where a lone warrior called the Finder
must battle overwhelming odds to save the human race.
From Jared Sin and his powers of darkness.
Metal Storm, the destruction of Jared Sin. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Well, hello, Mr. Paul Mack and Movie Line callers. This is John OCC calling you from the studios somewhere in North Orange County, California. And I just like to say it, Paul, I think you're doing a fine job on your line, and I think that you should be commended on the quality that you put into that line. And I think all the callers out there should realize how much effort and energy he actually puts into that. He'll spend, on the average, he'll spend 3 days putting a tape together for you callers. 3 whole days. Now, that is a lot of work, and I think that you callers should congratulate him and should be happy that he's putting in all that energy for you. So I just thought I'd throw that nonsense in there.
Nonsense?
So, Paul, I'll be talking to you. Have a good one. John OCC from studios located somewhere in North Orange County. Ciao.
Chicka-chow, mate. Yes, John, that's very nice of you to put in that nice little plug for my line. And now it's, of course, time to pull the plug for your line. I know that's all you wanted was just a little announcement here that you can call John OCC, oh wow, over there in Orange County in the 714 area code at 680-0894. Give them a call. That's a comment line, a new craze sweeping the country, or at least the nation, or something like that. John's a nice guy. He only likes to use me for my line, of course, to plug his line. But hey, isn't that what other lines are for? Right, John? Right. No problem. He's a nice guy, of course. Only when he smiles, though, because he breaks a lot of mirrors and he keeps the mirror insurance companies in business.
That's very, very funny, Paula.
Oh, thank you.
Excuse me if you don't mind. I have to visit the little boy's room.
Oh, no. Go right ahead. Don't forget to send me a postcard. That guy, he's always getting on my nerves. Why don't you just stick to announcing? Oh, that's too bad. He got caught up in the black hole.
Ahoy out there! Well, hi, I'm the Tiny Bow Man, and I'm here to tell you about a new product from the makers of Tiny Bow.
Caller number 20.
At one, great.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Scott Tarzana.
Scott Tarzana, well, you've just won 2 free tickets good for the Man Theaters.
Great.
You can send those to your grandmother, or you can feed them to the dog, or, you know, they're good for any Man Theater, except I think in Westwood, but hey, you can't beat that with the high inflation of tickets these days.
Oh, that's,
you know,
for sure.
$5 a ticket. So we're going to send those to you, and if you stay on the line, we'll get your name and address. Do you have anything to say to our callers?
Yeah. Call the movie line. It's great.
Universal Pictures presents Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. When the spirit cannot be broken, there is power even in defeat. Jabba, 1942. In the chaos of war, one man's courage and will to survive inspire both his comrades and his captors. David Bowie is Major Jack Sellers. Tom Conti is Colonel Lawrence. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Nagisa Oshima's intensely emotional film reminds us that even in war, enemies can form unbroken bonds of love and friendship. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. The story of a clash of cultures and a test of the human spirit. David Bowie, Tom Conti, Jack Thompson in Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Soundtrack available on MCA records and cassettes.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, an exclusive engagement now playing at the Avco Cinema in Westwood. And the number for information in the 213 area code is 475-0711. And don't forget they've got Friday and Saturday late shows, 12:45 a.m.
I'm number 20, huh? I'd better be number 20. Send the tickets to me. You'd better.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Here are the top films currently playing as of 2 p.m. on Friday. Return of the Jedi takes this week's honors. Other popular movies are Tootsie, War Games, The Maltese Falcon, Coup de Torchon, Gray Fox, and Trading Places. To get your computer talking to Biphone, call 474-2220. This week's worst film is Get Crazy. Other disasters are Bridget Hawes Must Be Killed, Pink Flamingos, Last Tango in Paris, and Puberty Blues. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Hi, Thomas. You know, I really like you, and I'd really like to get to know you better.
Your dreams!
She's from the Valley. He's from the insane asylum.
Yeah, this is Scott and Andrew from Los Angeles, California. And we're going to review Jaws 3D. I thought it was, the effects were really good as a 3D-wise, but the plot wasn't up to par with the other Jaws movies. What about you, Scott?
Well, I'd have to agree that the 3D effects were some of the best that I'd seen. They were really well choreographed, and I thought they did an extremely good job on it. Although, I think they did, the story was good. It uses the what's the guy's sheriff's name?
Brody.
Yeah, they use Sheriff Brody's kids in it, and they make it from that. And, you know, a little flashback action in there.
Yeah, it's pretty well edited, too.
Yeah. Except, well, I'll let you see it.
Right.
This is Scott and Andrew from Los Angeles. Bye.
Hello, Movie Line callers. Bob Observatory calling from beautiful downtown Canoga Park. This week, Bob Observatory will review Strange Brew with Bob and Doug McKenzie. I liked this movie because it was just plain stupid. And once in a while, you have to see a stupid movie to come back to reality and wonder, why did I spend my money on that movie? No, it was worth it. I enjoyed it. And well, I saw it at the Man Valley West over on Ventura Boulevard, and as I was exiting the Man Valley West, well, I put a big cut in my arm, and now I'm taking Man Peter, or really Ted Mann, to court to win some money for my cut arm, because of they shouldn't have things like nails sticking out of the walls where you can walk by the wall, brush against it, and cut your arm open. And, well, more on that next week. Thank you very much for hearing me, and thank you for playing, Paul. Playing me, Paul. Goodbye for now.
Busted. That's right. Bob throwing a lawsuit against Ted Mann. Well, what will happen to Mann's Grumman Chinese Theater? Will Bob actually get to put his wound in cement? We'll find out next week as Bob reports live or even dead from his studio. And don't forget to call 999-0429 in Canoga Park. And all requests and all information regarding Bob can be sent to us. And we'll send it to him, care of Canoga Park Funeral Home, Thank you for calling.
There must be some place in this world where we can live in peace with our people.
He is from a future world. Trapped in a prehistoric time. In his quest for his origin, he and the woman he loves must fight hostile tribes. Battle deadly beasts. And try to survive the violent forces of a newly born Earth. He is the warrior known as Yor. His enemy uses the weapons of tomorrow to enslave a primitive planet. But his passion for freedom will set his people free.
Either you release me or you kill me now.
Yor, the hunter from the future. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Yor, the hunter from the future. And I'm the Joker from the past. And now, gang, before we end off this week, I'm going to play one more comment. You know, just one of these comments that couldn't wait till next week. One of these great, intelligent comments. Here it is.
Hi. I think that Risky Business is one of the best movies that I've ever seen. I could really relate to it because my parents went away and I got in sort of the same trouble. I really recommend it to a lot of people. I thought also Mr. Mom was an excellent movie. It was very funny, and I think you should go see it. Also, I didn't really like Private School. That was not one of the best ones.
Oh. Okay. See? Intelligent. She's from the Valley.
Like Betty Boop can do, a saxophone can go. But a saxophone can, like Betty Boop can do. This little miss would never miss a chance for vocal tuning. And anytime and anywhere you can hear this lady crooning. An auto horn can go. But an auto horn can, like Betty Boop can do.
This gal's from the Valley too. Anyway, that's going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. Thanks for calling. And a couple of numbers I didn't give out yet, I'd like to give out once again. For all you phone freaks out there and fanatics, don't forget to call Dual Face Conference at 761-1330. What you do there is you can call in, and you'll get an old Dual Face recording while you're waiting on hold for another person to call in so that you two can talk. And then you can call Nobody Home, if you'd like to call things with nobody there, at 883-3623 in Canoga Park. So thanks for calling, and hey, have a nice day. Go see a movie.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to The Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on The Movie Line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily.